It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's Ring. ring.com/WSJ.
What should investors watch in the week ahead? Janet Yellen heads to Capitol Hill, among other things.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Financial insights that help you get ahead.
I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Joining us is Chad Morganlander. He's a portfolio manager at Stifel Nicolaus, and he joins us to preview the week ahead. So, Chad, in the week ahead on the economic calendar, we get news about small business sentiment. We also get retail sales and consumer sentiment. We also get Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen heading to Capitol Hill to testify before lawmakers on Wednesday and Thursday. It sounds like it's going to be a pretty busy week on the economic front.
Without a doubt, it's going to be an action-packed week. All eyes will be on the Humphrey Hawkins speech that Janet Yellen will be doing. We believe that she will just continue with the same consistent message that she will be data dependent, watching the not only the U.S. economy but also the global financial markets, and that will be a signal to the overall markets going forward.
There was a feeling that at one point we could have 4 rate hikes this year, courtesy of the Federal Reserve, but that no longer seems to be the case, does it?
No. In fact, the Fed Fund futures market, which is a market that is trying to speculate on what the Federal Reserve will be doing, does not even have a Fed hike priced into their expectation. We believe the Federal Reserve will at least raise rates one time, but it will be dependent on several things, not only the U.S. economy, but more importantly, how the global financial system is actually behaving. And nonetheless, there's been tremendous amount of volatility, which has driven down that expectation for future rate hikes.
We also get news about retail sales very late in the week. We also get news on consumer sentiment. With the economy right now, how strong is the American consumer? How strong is the retail sector?
Well, the retail sector has been moving at a tepid pace, and as well, the consumer has been quite pragmatic on spending. Nonetheless, they have been moving forward. It's just not as vibrant as past expansions. You are starting to see promising economic data points. For example, mortgage credit has started to expand again, which means to us that that balance sheet retrenchment that the consumer went through since the Great Recession is starting to at least thaw. So this number that comes out next week should be at least in line with expectations, but our long-term expectation is for a continuation of improvement.
We also get some earnings news. Yes, the earnings parade continues. Among those reporting are Coke and Panera, Wendy's, Pepsi. I guess I'm hungry here, talking about focusing on these guys. But overall, big picture, how has the earnings season been?
Well, it's just been, let's just say, lackluster. Revenue growth within the S&P 500 has been flat to down. That's largely in part because of the oil and gas complex. Earnings as well has been somewhat flat, flattish. Our expectation is that this quarter will not be anything more than somewhat disappointing. And really what the markets are keying off of, the financial markets, is management's guidance. And management for the S&P 500 companies more or less have been giving more of a sobering forecast going forward. This is due in part because of the deceleration of global growth. More pointed towards the emerging markets sector of the world.
In particular, China.
Yes, absolutely. China has been the engine of growth with their credit expansion that they have been doing over the course of the last decade. They have been 75% to 70% of global growth, the contribution of global growth has come from the emerging markets. That deceleration of credit from China as well as other countries like Brazil, for example, is starting to throw a wet blanket on economic activity, which is then bleeding into global trade. And that's the more disconcerting and troubling situation that the financial markets are watching. So we need to see a reacceleration of global growth and global trade to actually start to embolden risk-taking again.
He's Chad Morganlander, a portfolio manager at Stifel Nicolaus, joining us to help preview the week ahead. Chad, thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, and have a terrific week.
And keep in mind, we have lots of other great podcasts for occupying your earbud time, including Off Duty, which is all about food and drink. Off Duty, from the lifestyle editors of the Wall Street Journal. If you're on iTunes or Spotify or Stitcher, just type in WSJ Off Duty. At the news desk in Washington, I'm John Werdock for the Wall Street Journal.
Make us part of your morning routine. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.